The title of this clip is Understanding and Being Understood. Now, the guidelines sheet on this webpage, it describes how the practice goes. When you see it written, it's pretty straightforward. The message sender shares his or her worksheet, tells his or her own story. The message receiver listens to understand, jots a few reminder notes, and tells the story back to the sender. The sender clarifies anything that occurs to him or her upon hearing the story told back, and this goes back and forth until the sender is able to authentically say, "Yes, you understand me." Then the roles are reversed and the process is repeated. Again, it sounds deceptively simple, but when we try and do it in the context of ingrained habit and emotional volatility, it's anything but simple. So, a couple of practical tips for when you're receiving your partner's message. There's a world of difference between doing a worksheet alone and even disclosing it to a non-conflicted spiritual friend, even more so when you're doing it sitting with your conflict partner. So, be patient. When you're the message receiver, be patient with the message sender. A lot's going on in this process. Your partner hurts. Now, you do too, but your partner hurts. That hurt is probably expressed as anger or some other circuit breaker emotion, but it's rooted in hurt. When you're the message receiver, your job is to focus there, on listening to understand. Part of getting your head straight before you show up is getting ready to grant them a little bit of latitude. We all need latitude when our hurt turns to anger. You will too when it's your turn. So allow their story to be a little chaotic. Allow their story to be a little emotional. Even though they've done their worksheet, it's different when they tell it to you. So allow their story to be a little confusing. Allow them space to find their way as they're telling it. Try to listen without analyzing, even in your own mind. Try not to solve or fix or rebut. Certainly not with your words, certainly not with your body language. Try not to do that even in your own mind. Again, listen to understand. Listen beneath the surface of the words and the reactions. Hear the story behind the words, the story that's rooted in hurt. And then become your partner's advocate. This is a critical part for successful resolution. When you tell your partner's story back to them, use your own words, but tell it as though you are their champion. You are advocating for them. You are upholding their cause. You are crusading for them. Listening sounds passive. It feels like inaction. When the situation calls for action, it feels like we're doing nothing, but nothing could be further from the truth. Listening is an act of selflessness that carries a tremendous power. Again, this is why we've got to get our head straight before we show up. Did I mention this is tough, especially the first few tries, especially before you get the knack of setting aside your own defense responses, especially while you're still not convinced that the process will be safe for you, especially while you're still working up the courage to be self-disclosing. So, let me underscore that champion their cause, advocate for them theme. When you repeat back your partner's story, even though their case is making you the bad guy, tell it back to them as though you're on their side. Don't parse the words carefully so that you can protect yourself. In their story, you've done a bad thing. Of course, you have a different story. But when you're listening to understand, you hear their story. And you tell it back to him or you tell it back to her as though it is his or her story. Say it just like they would say it. Don't pull any punches so that you can paint yourself in a better light. Represent your partner in the telling. Be their champion. Be their advocate. Take just enough notes to help you remember the important points of the story, but when you tell it back to them, don't make it a verbatim recitation of their own words. Human beings convey our most heartfelt truths in stories. So tell them a story, their story. Use your own words, but capture the essence of their experience. And again, champion your partner. Advocate for him. Advocate for her. You see why we need to get our heads straight before we show up. Man, this is hard, but it will radically change your world. So master the art of listening to understand. Manage your own interior world so that you can. Master quietness. Master eye contact. All the facial expressions and body language that encourage. Master storytelling. And master setting aside your own reactions so that you can do that.